for his glory that we do it. And Agnes mentioned about cleaning. And you know, I get such a joy from cleaning the church. I really do. I don't get as much joy as cleaning my house as I do from cleaning God's house. When I clean the house at home, it's a chore, I'll be honest. But when I come in the week and I clean in here, it's an absolute pleasure. It really is. God is so good, and we must put him first and give him all the glory. And we're going to do that this morning, friends. We're going to commit this word to him this morning. And I pray, Lord, now that every ear, every mind, every heart will be open to hear from you this morning. We are hearing from you, Lord. This is a church that hears. We take direction from you, Father. And Lord, I pray this morning that each person will go away a changed person from what they have heard. And they will be able to be doers of the word as well as hearers of the word. As they walk out from this church today, Lord, I pray that each person here, every child, every woman, every man will leave here knowing that they have met with a living Saviour that is life-changing. And you give us life. Thank you, Father. We commit this service to you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. 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 Well, you know, several months ago now, Pastor Steve spoke about the four steps to victory. I hope you can all remember them. Well, if you can't, we've got them on the screen. So the four steps to victory. The first being to make the declaration for yourself that you will live in victory. Choosing life, letting his word be established in your life. Activating that power within us. Faith is the victory, isn't it, friends? We sing it nearly every week at the moment. Faith is the victory, and it really is. It really is. Step two was by giving attention to God's word. In all your getting, get wisdom. I spoke about it a few weeks ago on a Wednesday evening. Getting that wisdom, reading the Bible, taking it in and applying it. Not just taking it in, applying it. Amen. I'm going to say it again, not just taking it in, applying it. Because that's where sometimes it stops, friends, doesn't it? We hear it, we don't do anything with it. We need to hear it and do something with it. We need to apply it in our lives. And then step three, resisting Satan and his lies. Rejecting the enemy and he will flee. And believe me, friends, he will if you reject him. I've had to do it this week. I've had to rebuke the devil this week. I've had to cast him out from thoughts in my mind that were getting in, wrong thoughts. No, we are followers of him and only him, Jesus, who gave his life for us. Amen. Amen. Cast out the devil and he will flee. And then step four, refusing to speak words contrary to what you believe. Refusing to speak words contrary to what you believe. And it was absolutely unplanned this morning. It was part of God's plan, not our plan, that Stuart had read for Matthew just, which was a perfect link with this step four. And it's step four today that we're going to focus on. Don't let the confession of these lips, what comes out of your mouth, be contrary to what you believe. And it is so easy to do, isn't it? It is so easy to do. I'll be honest, friends, in the past, I've actually had many convictions where I said, I thought, I can't take that back now. And that wasn't in line with what I believe. I want to speak the words of the Bible. I want to speak the words of God, his word. I don't want to speak words that are contrary to what I believe as a Christian. God says we must give an account of every idle word. Are our words lining up with our belief? So four steps to victory there, friends. And step four is there. Well done, Mark. He's going to help me today, aren't you? Thank you, brother. We're a team. Refuse to speak words contrary to what you believe, and do your words agree with your belief? And in Proverbs 18, verse 21, we are reminded the power of life and death are in the tongue. The power of life and of death. It doesn't say or death, it says and death. Life and death are in the tongue. So we're going to focus on that this morning. And do you know, friends, there's times when I sit in meetings and I hear things coming out of people's mouths. I think, no, don't say it. Please don't say it. You know what's going to come sometimes, don't you? You know what the next bit's going to be. And you know it's going to be a negative, or you know it's going to be something that's completely wrong, or you know it's something that's completely out of line. And you know, friends, I have sat in church meetings also where I've heard things come out of people's mouths. This isn't in line with the Bible. This isn't God's word. This isn't what we should be following. And it's so easy just to be loose-lipped and for it to come out so easily. I've sat in meetings, friends, with people that are so sarcastic that they're on the scale of sarcastic overdrive. They're about to combust because the sarcasm comes constantly. When you're having a conversation with somebody, you know what I mean, I think, don't you? You sit and you have a conversation over coffee, and every other thing that you say is picked up by them, and it's sarcastic that comes back. Yeah? Yeah? I've got to be so careful, because that then slips into lies. And just the other week, friends, I was talking to somebody, and they said that I said something to somebody else, and they thought it was a joke. They thought they were being funny, and I love them dearly, but they thought they were being funny. But it wasn't a joke. It was a lie. Because I hadn't said it. Yeah. I had not said what that person told the other person I had said. And they went away laughing because they thought it was hilarious. But I stood there and I was speechless. I was absolutely speechless. I didn't say that. I didn't say it. It's so easy for it to happen, isn't it? You'll all have been witness to that, I'm sure. And do you know, friends, there's no condemnation, but there is a conviction because it is serious. It is serious, and we mustn't allow that to happen. And I know that I am in a loving church, and I love every single one of you. And I think that Living Faith Church, and if you're a new member or you're visiting for the first or second time, you might not know this about us. We're strong at Living Faith Church. Amen. We are strong, and we have so much of this beautiful word from God inside of us that we're strong enough to actually say something back to somebody in a loving way and a loving manner and offer that correction, aren't we? Yes. I do believe we are. You might not think you are, but you are. And it's offering that correction in a loving way from the Lord, listening to his leading, and then you can just correct in a very compassionate way. As Sasha has touched on about sharing that compassion, that love of the Lord, and just doing that correction. Speaking positively back to that person. Because, friends, we know that if we speak positively, you're likely to get what back? Positive back. What you put in, you will get back. I'm going to be honest about something else this morning. This is something I shared in our small group. And sometimes in small group, and it was such a blessing, can I say, on Wednesday to have new people come to our small group, Sasha and Joanna, and we had Julie as well. It was wonderful because it's normally just three of us at small group. We meet on a Wednesday evening and we listen to Pastor Steve's word on a Wednesday that's being streamed on YouTube. And we had new members, visitors. I don't know, you may decide that you want to come every week. It's up to you. See how the Lord leads you. But it's wonderful to meet with people from the church in the week. And I shared my heart in that meeting. And I don't know whether anybody sensed, but there was a lot more that I could have said. And it was about my self-image. And when I was at school, at high school, I was bullied. And I was bullied about my looks and my appearance. And I had a really negative self-image of myself. And there was a group of girls that I got in with. And if they're watching, I forgive you. I do forgive you because I've learned from it now. And I know better, you see, because I've got the Lord on my side now. Oh, praise God. And they said things about me and to me, and they made me do things that I knew wasn't right and I didn't want to do. And it left me with a very negative self-image of myself. A lot of it about my face, about the shape of my face. And it sort of carried through. And it's a weak spot still, friends. I'm being completely honest, and I'm just sharing my heart with you this morning because I know that this will speak to others, and there may be other things that may lead you to think about as well. But I do have, at times, still a weakness where I tend to go back into that negative self-image. Rebecca knows, she's witnessed it. So I get dressed in the morning, I put on the dress. My belly stick out in this. Oh, do you think my chin's looking big today? Oh, I'm not sure about this. I might go and get changed. No, I'm not. I don't like this. I don't think it. No, it doesn't suit my body shape, this. Yeah? Does it ring any bells with anybody? Yeah? I'm being honest, friends. And I'll try things on, and to Rebecca and John's despair, they sit and they go, you look lovely. You look lovely, Mum. You look lovely. I don't hear that. I don't hear the you look lovely. I go back to the mirror. Oh, my belly really sticks out in this. I must go on a diet. Oh, I must hold my chin differently. I must do my hair differently. Being honest, friends. But do you know, just the other week, because I've been studying around this topic, and this is where the word comes in and we put it into action, I did have a conviction. I had a conviction from the Lord, and he snapped me out of it. Because when I was being so self-critical, friends, and there was a picture of me put on the WhatsApp group. Thanks, AD. Does a good job. But I went to the negative straight away, and I looked at me in the picture, and it wasn't about me. It was about the message, the gospel message that was going out to everybody. It wasn't about me, but in the natural, I had that magnetic negative self-image that I would go and look, and oh, my chin looks terrible on that picture. What's it? You put that picture on for? My chin looks terrible. Oh no. But I didn't. I started to, but God stopped me. And he said, what are you doing, Ruth? And he took me straight to the word that was in me. And the word came back out of me. And the word was from Jeremiah. So let's just go straight to it now. We're going to go to Jeremiah 1, and it's verse 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I sanctified you. And I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, oh, Lord God, truly I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, for you shall go everywhere that I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, now I have words in your mouth. Amen. He puts words in our mouth. We shouldn't be using our own minds to do that. His words in our mouth. He is the word. Do our words line up with our belief? And that was my conviction, friends, that my words weren't going to line up with my belief. Because that beautiful clip that AD had put on with that beautiful picture of me, but the beautiful words from the Lord was a beautiful thing. And what I was about to say over it was a negative thing. And I did cry, friends. I cried and I said, sorry, Lord, I am sorry. I am sorry. Because what I was doing was I was criticizing his workmanship, wasn't I? What we've just read there in Jeremiah, I was criticizing his workmanship, and another scripture came to me, Ephesians, let's go to it, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, with God prepared beforehand, so that we should walk in them. We are his workmanship. Praise God. I am so happy in the Lord that I am his workmanship. And I am not any longer going to listen to any of those negative thoughts in my mind that those girls that bullied me way back at high school put seeds of negative thoughts in. Because that's what's happened. They put seeds of negativeness inside my mind. And it's that battlefield of the mind, friends, again, isn't it? That we always talk about, that battlefield going on in the mind. God has made me. He's made me fearfully and wonderfully. Has he made you fearfully and wonderfully? Yes, he has. Each one of you. I'm looking at each of you this morning. And I feel like I can see inside you. Because you are so beautiful. He loves you. He made you in his image. You are his workmanship. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Are you going to receive that this morning? Yeah. Amen. You might be glad to know that as the associate pastor of the church, I do believe these things. I do believe these things. I do. But I'm just sharing with you my heart this morning, and I have weak spots too. We all do. I had that conviction from the Lord, and I was so, so sorry that those years of bullying had led to that. But if it's led to that for me, I know that things like that will have happened to others too. So I'm sharing that this morning as a way forward for you. You see, friends, I don't want to go and criticize God's workmanship. Who am I to do that? Who am I to criticize his workmanship? I felt awful afterwards. I believe that speaking those negative words, I was grieving God. But then I prayed and I said, sorry, Lord. And then I felt free and I felt fresh. I felt released. Something that had been holding me back for all those years had gone. Who am I to criticize his work? He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. He wants the best for us. And he sees each of us as his children. How beautiful is that? Amen. How beautiful. Negative thinking, friends. It's the enemy's lies, isn't it? The enemy's lies. It's that battlefield in the mind. And we've heard it many, many times about the power of the spoken word as we just looked at Proverbs before. The power of life and death is in the tongue. You know, someone once said, actually, no, I'm not going to share that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for directing and leading me. Thank you, Lord. I'm not going to share that. Do you know, if it doesn't line up with your belief, then don't do it. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Check yourself. Ask the Lord. Have a quiet moment. Stop yourself before you speak. That's probably another weakness that I've had years ago, and I'm not anymore, but you're in a conversation with somebody and you think you've got to have the answer straight away, don't you? And that's when sloppy words come out. Don't have sloppy words coming out of your mouth. Think, listen, ask the Lord and he will speak to you. Hearing his voice, as Pastor Steve has been talking about these last few months, hearing from him, do you hear his voice? Are you waiting for him to direct you and lead you as to what to say? So, so important. Do you know, I don't know if all of you watched on Wednesday evening. Did you listen to Pastor Steve preach and bring the word on Wednesday on YouTube? If you didn't, I'd encourage you to watch it. It was a great word. It was a great word. And he read from Romans 12. So I just want us to go to Romans 12. And we're going to go to verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sound judgment, according to the measure of faith that God has distributed to every man. And there's two parts to that for me. There's the transforming and the renewing of your mind, but there's also according to the measure of faith that God has distributed to every man. And as you are having those conversations and those words are about to come out, to stop and speak in faith for what he is telling you to speak. Does that make sense? Speaking in faith, not from you, from him, speaking in faith, words of faith. And on Wednesday, we talked very briefly after the service about Romans 12. And Sasha, I hope you don't mind me mentioning your name, but Sasha pointed out within that scripture, I don't know whether you remember, the word renewing. It's not renew, it's renewing. It's continuous. Praise God. He is renewing. So that conviction I had didn't need to be condemnation. I didn't need to feel bad about it because he is still renewing each of us. Even as associate pastor of this church, I am still being renewed. We are all a work in progress, friends. We are still being renewed. And he is working on us every day of our lives. Amen. Yes, amen. And I went to the Greek after we'd met on Wednesday. And I went to the Greek, and in the Greek it means to renew, to make new. And it refers to God ever transforming the believer by renewing the new man. Amen. And I am a new woman. I am a new man because the Lord has changed me. The day that I gave my life to him, he started to change me. He started to change me. He's changing you. If you've given your life to the Lord, he's changing you. And if you've not, come and speak to me at the end because he can change you too. And what a wonder it is to walk that walk of faith with him and have that renewing of our minds, that renewing of our life and the renewing of our words that come out, that are spoken, the spoken word from us. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Do you know, friends, many believers don't realize that their thoughts and their words will affect anything in their lives. Many teachings in other churches, I've sat through services myself, they don't even teach about this. Negative words or thoughts can produce negative reactions. And you can say something if you want to, and many people simply think that's okay. And many churches say that's okay. That's okay, you can say what you want. We're very open and free here. You can say what you want, it's okay. That's when it all goes wrong. That's when it all starts to go wrong and everything gets sloppy. There's no stealing the people that are attending because they know they can just come and go as they please. Doesn't matter if they're here this morning or whether they've gone watching the Lionesses. Doesn't matter. The Bishop of London said it's okay. Did you see it? Whoa! What's going on? But no, not here at Living Faith Church, because our priority is the Lord, and we meet on a Sunday, and we come together as a family, and we hear from him. Amen. Amen. It's too dangerous, friends, to start being sloppy. I'm so glad I am in this church and not in other churches, and I'm not being critical, but some of them have just lost their way completely. Lost the way completely. We are so blessed. We are blessed to be blessings through the word. Amen. We are the blessings in the word. Healings, salvation for our family and friends, prosperity, blessings in abundance. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Do we want it? Yes, we want that. It's ours, and his power is within us. And we have the power to build up lives. We've also got the power to knock them down, but we have got the power to build up lives. And, you know, Living Faith, let's just keep doing it, please. There's a fire in me this morning that says each one of you today should build each other up afterwards. Build each other up over coffee. Build each other up that you know who you are in God, because he loves you. He loves you so, so much. He wants to change you. Those bits around the edges that just need molding off, those little bits of weaknesses that are still there, he wants them gone. He doesn't want you to have to carry them around. He wants the best for you. He wants the best for you. Thank you, Lord. We need to receive these things. And how do we receive them, friends? Through faith. It's our measure of faith that he has given us that we can receive these things. By turning around what we say, negative words to positive words, to words of faith. Amen. By speaking over yourself, by speaking over your family, by speaking over your friends, by speaking over your friends in this church, your family members here today, speaking in faith. I am blessed. Amen. I am strong. Yes. I am prosperous. Yes. I am healed. There are scriptures, friends, in abundance in the Bible that you can go to find out more. We've not got time this morning to go to each one, but do that across this week. Our church is a growing church. Look at you here this morning. Do you know, it lifts me. It does. We're not fixed on numbers. But we are growing. But we're not just growing in numbers. We're growing in maturity. I really believe that. I really believe that. We are growing in maturity. I hear the conversations that people have. I hear the faith-filled conversations that we have. We are growing in maturity. And if you are new to Living Faith Church, you will grow in maturity too if you stay rooted here and rooted in his word, because you will be nurtured, you will be loved. There is a feeling in this church, at Living Faith Church, of people who love each other, who support each other, who say kind words to each other, that have compassion for each other. Someone, when we were sharing the piece, said something to me that they will never, ever know what that did to me this morning. They will never, ever know. Beautiful lady that spoke something to me, she doesn't know exactly what that's done to me this morning. It changed me, it lifted me, and it gave me a fire within me. It's like she's spoken into me at that moment in time. Praise God. Thank you for each of us here. In love. We are in love with each other. We are in love with God. Because he loves us. He first loved us, and he loves you, and he wants the best for you. And we should want the best for each other too. Amen. Amen. Do you know, I think about the children a lot, and I don't want to go off on a tangent, but I do want to mention the children, because our children are so precious. I have a wonderful job that I can work with children every day. They are so, so precious. And we are all children in God's eyes, but I am now talking about the infants in our church, the little ones, the under 18s, the under 21s. And at breakfast church the other week, Jane, we were talking about that self-image, and we were talking about being positive and the can-do attitude. And Jane, who was visiting for breakfast church, said that she was a teacher. And she said that she used to say to the children, put that tea in the bin. Not can't, you can. Amen. Yes, you can. You can, you can, you can. Put that tea in the bin, because you can. And that's what the Lord wants you to know, each of you this morning, is that you can. Whatever it is that he is telling you to do, you can do it. In his strength, you can do it. You can, you can, you can. Are you going to say back, I will, I will, I will? You can, you can, you can. Whatever it is that you're stepping into, it could be a driving test, it could be an exam. The young children here, you could be going into SATs next year, but you can, and you shall, you shall, you shall. And you say back to me, I will, I will, I will. Amen. I will. We're not going to speak negative words. We're going to speak positive words. Instead, speak faith-filled words, because with faith, it is always positive. It's always positive. The Holy Spirit, he is our encourager. Jesus left us with the Holy Spirit. He can be everywhere. He's with each of you. Every minute of every day, he is with you. Are we hearing from him? Are we taking his lead? He speaks to each of us individually, all at different times. Wow, isn't that amazing? How great is our God that he has given us the Holy Spirit that we can listen to and turn to and be led by every day of our lives. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will prompt you. He will lead you. He will guide your lips and your minds if we let him. You've got to allow it, friends. Most people struggle with some stress of life. And Pastor Steve spoke about prosperity last week and on Wednesday. And, you know, we can prosper in life. Do you want to prosper? Why would you not? Why would you not? You don't want to be fed up and sad and depressed. We want to prosper, don't we? And there's not always a quick way out, because something needs to change. And renewing of your minds, again, it takes time sometimes. But you do want to prosper. And you know the Bible tells us that we can have that. We can prosper. So if you're not prospering, there's something in the way that's stopping it. And that's what we need to get to the root of. What is stopping that prosperity in your life? Ask the Lord to help you, friends. Step out in faith, and he will lead you, and he will guide you. He loves you, and he wants you to prosper. It's in the Bible. It's the truth. Pastor Steve said on Wednesday, it's the true character of God. And it is. He wants you to prosper in life. He loves you. Sasha said earlier about he loves you. He wants us to share his compassion with each other. He wants to share the love through us. He wants to share that compassion. He wants you to prosper, and he wants others to prosper too. Hallelujah. Is it yours? Are you going to have it?
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Have it now. It's mine. I'll have it now. He wants us to sow so that we can reap. He wants us to sow so we can reap, friends. We reap according to the sowing. We've looked at this so many times before. We have control over that. And we have the power within us to do that. Isn't this good news this morning? Is this good news, Agnes? This is great news, isn't it? This is such good news. We have the power given to us for God, as his ambassadors here on this world, to reap a good harvest. Every word is a seed. We can sow a great harvest, to prosper, to give love and receive love. I love you, Adrian. Will you love me back? Will you love me back? Yeah, thank you. I love you, Hannah. Do you love me back? Oh, thanks. Praise God. I'm going to speak compassionately over you. I have compassion for every one of you here, you know, this morning. Will you give me some compassion back? Yeah. Oh, thank you. Oh, I love you all. We love you all. I love you too, Daniella. I love you all. I love you even though I might not know your names yet. I love you all, each and every one of you. Speak compassionately, speak positively, receive positively, speak love and receive love. I did something in my Bible notes, and many of you may have done this. It's something that I think as a new Christian you're encouraged to do. It's one of the things we're asked to do is go to Ephesians chapter 1 and read it and underline and circle everything that we are in God. Oh, it's good news. It's such good news. It's such good news. It really is. It's brilliant news. In Ephesians, it tells us that you are blessed. You are chosen. You are adopted. You are accepted. You are redeemed and you are forgiven. Hallelujah. Is that good news? That is such good news. You see, he loves us. He is good in every way. Love is the essence of God's character, friends. He desires for us to prosper in life. God says, I have carried you since you were in your mother's womb. I've taken care of you from birth. Even when you are old, I will do the same. Even when your hair turns grey, I will take care of you. I made you and will take care of you. And that's straight from the Bible, friends, straight from Isaiah. Praise God. Good news this morning, isn't it? Great news this morning. His word, it is good. It is positive. He loves you. He loves you so, so much. So just before we close, friends, I want to finish with just two final scriptures. I want you to go away today knowing this, every one of you. So listen carefully, ears open, hearts and minds ready. You have a right to a healthy body and mind. We're told that in Peter, 1 Peter 2, 24. You have a right to a healthy body and mind. And the other point, you have a right to prosper on the earth in all things, including finances. And we're told that in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. 3 John 1, it's a short, short book in the Bible, but there's so much in it. There is so much in it. Isn't it good news this morning? Isn't it good news? Is it speaking to you? Are you still with me? Yeah, praise God. We're going to close today. We're going to do something that we do do. We do do confessions. We're going to do a confession. We're going to say a confession today. But then we're going to do something a little bit different. And I want you to trust me. And I want you to do it with me. We're going to say a confession, friends. And when we say confession, it's serious because you're confessing to God. You're confessing to God. You say it out loud and you're confessing it to him. You're confessing it over yourself. So you've got to be careful because if you're saying it, you need to say it and you need to mean it. And what we've just said about reading the Bible, you also need to do it. Yeah? Amen. We're going to do that together. And this has actually been taken from Jerry Savelle from the Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And I wanted to say it with conviction, so I think we should stand to do this morning. Just stand. Are you ready for this? Praise God. I'm supposed to be different. I'm supposed to be successful.
I'm
I'm supposed to prosper. I'm supposed to go far in life. I'm supposed to break barriers. I'm supposed to be victorious in life.
I'm supposed to win.
Hallelujah! Hey. Now, friends, this is the part that you're going to have to trust me. I want you to turn to somebody that's sat next to you or somebody that's behind, and we're going to say it again, but we're going to say it to them. We're going to lift each other up this morning. So just turn to someone. If you don't know them, do a quick introduction. Praise God. Oh, well done, everyone. And then you're going to turn to the person next to you, and we're going to say it. I'm going to say, you are supposed to. Say it to their neighbor. You are supposed to be different. You are supposed to be successful. You are supposed to prosper. You are supposed to go far in life. You are supposed to break barriers. You are supposed to be victorious. And you are supposed to win. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've let the school children go now and I have to bring them back. Praise God for Jesus. He just wants the best for you. And this morning, as we carry on in our fellowship in the coffee shop afterwards, let's just keep sharing that positive theme. Keep that positive theme going. Building each other up in faith for the glory of God. He is your creator and he made you in his image, fearfully and awesomely made. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh.